Forget for a few minutes those promoting and opposing home rule or promises it could either build a better DISD or doom it. Juliana Bradley says, let's hear from the students. She co-organized SOS, Support Our Students.
We're just trying to make sure that students are really part of the conversations, especially given that in Dallas right now there's so much upheaval in education.
So 70 Dallas high school students got a chance to speak out. With parental permission, they gathered in the future UNT Law School downtown. Hardly any knew about home rule, let alone details of its ins and outs. Instead, they offered their own ideas about how to improve their schools. 16-year-old Rebecca Wu from W.H. Adamson said, it's their regular teachers they need to stick around, not substitutes.
The teacher should be there just like us. And when you push us out of our comfort zone to put us with a total stranger, another teacher that we haven't known on all year, then we're not going to do our best.
Wu said it'll pay off in better test scores for the kids and the school. Tyandria Palmer, a South Oak Cliff sophomore, said more mentorship programs would help.
The reason why is because everybody goes through something. We let our personal life get to us in education. If we have more mentor programs, it'll help us to know how to deal with them problems in education.
Another South Oak Cliff student, Dewan Queen, said problems outside the school need to be addressed too. He mentioned the recent rise in teen HIV and AIDS in Dallas County.
We need to have parents that'll step up and say this is the right way to do things. Even though it's hard sometimes to face reality to know that our children's having unprotected sex.
Dallas school board members, including Mike Morath, listened and responded.
I really appreciated all the suggestions. I actually wrote down one suggestion that I was going to take back to the superintendent, which was to rate schools based upon the substitute and vacancy rate. I think we can actually do that.
These students covered a wide range of issues, from the pressures they get from other kids about being smart to the way hands-on classes make learning more fun. As for home rule, it never came up. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.